This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Yeah, buddy, hour three of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3. The Fan, excited to get out to Oxnard and begin our Cowboys coverage before too long. It's time now for an edition of Football's Finest with CY. Chris Young coming up in 20 minutes. Here's the Chief.
Okay, we had the Jerry State of the Cowboys presser to kick off Oxnard and training camp. Very exciting times. And this was one of the moments that went viral when talking about Micah Parsons.
Of all the players that I've ever negotiated with, Michael Parsons is as savvy and knowledgeable and understanding of his financial business relative to football as any player I've ever been around.
So I think this could go down as one of the greatest Jerry mispronunciations of all time, because it's a pretty easy name, first and foremost. And then it was not only the Michael, but then he left the S off of Parsons.
I noticed that. Michael Parsons. As he was getting run back.
So it was Michael Parsons there for a second. And I was just wondering if the Tolos and you guys had a particular favorite Jerry mispronunciation of all time. I do think I still know what my number one is. We're getting some good texts here, like the 214. When you draft a Schoonmaker and an Overshown, it can become Schoonover real quick.
Oh, yeah, the Schoonover.
You get a couple of those.
Still might be Schoonover.
I think if you asked him right now, he'd tell you, yeah, Schoonover is one of my favorite players on this football
Brad
team.
Brad has a problem with that one, too.
He's a real two-way player, that guy.
I think my favorite of all time is Stevens Baidaz.
The Baidaz.
Ooh, okay. Yeah, let's lump the whole Jones family into the conversation here. I think Baidaz.
The Baidaz and the Cooper.
Just the Cooper. Yeah, you have Cooper and you have Baidaz. Those are really dang good ones.
I mean, if you want to go way back to 2011, I believe, Enrage got a big kick out of this one, Richie and Grego and Sybil. The Letty Williams instead of Teddy Williams. Teddy Williams is like a sprinter out of UTSA, I think, like an athlete, maybe special teams kind of guy. He's calling him Letty Williams one day on the air.
I think he really butchered Daughtry's name, too, that Thanksgiving leading up to him performing.
Was it Daugherty or something?
I think it was about five different names.
Well, and if he would have said Micah's agent's name, we would have had a Muffaletta to address during this offseason.
David Muffaletta.
But he wanted to stay away from
who? And honestly, Mulligan. Good for him.
For doing I believe there was some self-awareness there. He knew he was about to go down the Muffaletta rabbit hole and screw up the Mulligetta.
You know, one of the things that hit me today while they were doing the whole agent run around, like explaining how this goes and why Jerry hasn't talked to Mulligetta, I really believe that Jerry thinks that that's a layer of business that's beneath him. And it's like, you might as well be talking about the interns. He's like, what, an agent? You know, I got business to do, man. Guys. You know, I'll let my people know what the numbers come in at.
Yeah, I think that's a great point.
Stephen was very adamant when Jane asked, like, step off. I talk to the agents, me and Adam. Jerry doesn't talk to them. I don't know if you really want to be standing down on that one there, Stephen.
Yeah, I still think the best, though, is when he called a former Cowboys kicker, Brandon Maher.
Other boy.
Mayor Witch.
Mayor Witch?
Yeah, the Mayor Witch.
That was certainly the most egregious of the mispronunciations.
The Mayor Witch is great.
Mayor Witch is pretty all time.
And Maher is the kid who he called Other Boy. You know, we had this one kicker out here. Was it Dan Bailey? I don't know. And Other Boy, he was missing him. So real good, you know.
Yeah, he's definitely in his bag right now.
Well, I got one, bro. I got one right here.
Hit me, Lucius.
I got your little drop. Happy birthday to Mike Baskey. Right. Basky. Old Basky.
The origination of the Basky line.
I'm so glad you did that, because that's how I think of Bassick now. Like, whenever I refer to him, it's Basky. He's been Basky since that day. Thank you, Jerry, for that. That's wonderful.
I've always known him as Ballsack since that day in the Toronto Blue Jays visiting bullpen. He did call Paxton Lynch Paxton Lunch.
Yeah. Did he really?
Shocking, because he wanted him really bad.
Yeah, well, you wouldn't have gotten Dak if Paxton Lynch had been available.
Jerry wouldn't have flinched at all at the Super Bowl if we would have hit him with the Dick Fangio. He would have just rolled with it better than any of those.
That is his name.
Any of those guests. okay, so other things here in football's finest. Let's go to Cleveland, where you really have no good reason to ever go to Cleveland. So I would just like to, our imaginations, allow yourself to go there, okay, against your own will. This is not going to be a consensual voyage to Cleveland. But for 45 seconds, just soak into what I believe to be something that is going to be just really fun as they set themselves up and hype themselves up for a big-name quarterback here in the future.
I know he would not admit it, and I know it's nothing that they want to talk about. But I'm telling you, the thirst that Jimmy Haslam has for Arch Manning is unmatched. Unmatched. You know the connection that Haslam's donated a ton of money to Tennessee. They have a relationship with Manning family. I don't think it's a coincidence they acquired a second first-round pick. I don't know whether this kid's coming out or not. It was described to me by a billionaire that said, in a perfect world, that guy would be in Cleveland next year.
Yeah.
And they would do anything to get him.
Doesn't that excite you? It does me.
That excites me. You think Arch Manning's going to go to Cleveland? Absolutely not. First of all, he's not going to be coming out in next year's draft. So this is going to be like a two-year tanking to go get Arch Manning. And my wish would be, if I had like a sports wish that didn't involve my own selfish team desires, it would be just to laugh at Cleveland for them to make every decision for here until Arch Manning declares to get Arch, only for on draft week and draft day, the Mannings to say, yeah, there's absolutely no chance we're doing this.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
He would not in a million years go to Cleveland.
I mean, even if he wrote him a $75 million check to their favorite university or charity, I don't know if there's enough kissing up you could do for me to want to send my son to the Browns.
Ain't no way.
This is a family that knows football.
Yeah, and I don't know what was going on there. Was that like a round of applause that the producer was giving?
Yeah, I don't know. It's like
Arch Manning is unmatched.
Sound like somebody was frying some chicken in the background.
For Arch Manning is unmatched.
The big cast iron pan. I don't know what they're doing out there, but I want them to get so hyped for Arch Manning, only for him to say, yeah, I will literally go get a desk job somewhere in a cubicle before I throw a pass with a Browns uniform on my body.
I'll apply for a fifth year of eligibility.
But that's where things college stand until right
I'm
there.
Good out of the top five.
I'm going to stay with Sark as long as I can.
I'll go full Van Wilder if I have to, boys and girls. Okay, this is the sports admission. I hate to say it, but maybe the greatest championship ring of all time. Did you see what the Eagles unveiled?
It's pretty badass.
Their Super Bowl ring, bro. Yeah.
It's disgusting because F them, but it's badass.
It is pretty phenomenal. You have, like, they're paying homage to just, like, different nuggets from the actual Super Bowl game. They have 40 points of diamonds in world champions, as it reads, for the 40 points that they scored in the Super Bowl. 5 diamonds on the special feature button representing the 5 players who scored in the Super Bowl. You have 1 carat of marquee-shaped diamonds in the trophies for the number one defense in 2024, and then 0.9 carats in the wings for the 6 sacks and 3 turnovers against Kansas City. You're like, the wings? What do you mean the wings? Yeah, this is the first time I've ever seen this. But there's basically a wing button on the Super Bowl championship ring so that you have Eagles diamond-encrusted wings flowing out at the base of the ring, just on your choosing, sort of like a switchblade. Boop. You just hit the button and bing, out go the diamond encrusted
wings.
Pretty
epic.
Really, really special. I hate how awesome it is.
Yep. And every year, these rings are just getting better and better. I mean, next year, whoever wins it, I'm sure they're going to have something that's, we're just like, what in the world? They're just dunking
it's a masterpiece.
On one another every year.
I wonder how like precise those wings are built. Like, you're going to have to take that back in to get tuned up. Probably not.
It's probably so dialed, that thing will be working perfectly forever. We are reaching a level where it would be uncomfortable to wear it other than special team events. I wouldn't want to wear it to ruin it. It's too delicate. You know, it's too heavy for my hand. A lot of stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
Got to be Cam Hayward to lug one of these things around.
I do wonder about the longevity of those wings working on the push of a button command.
Yeah.
They might need a WD-40, that thing, here in about 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, they can gather some lint, you know.
Grease the wheels on that thing a little bit. But it is pretty impressive, so they can go bleed themselves. But
do you think if the Cowboys won, Jared make one where a face of him pops out? It's me, man. I did it.
Yeah, it wouldn't say Cowboys or anything. It would just say the Jerry Jones Super Bowl rings. Every player that usually has their own name on the ring, they would all just say Jerry.
Jerry Jones.
Looks like Terry McLaurin, I mean, he's going to be willing to do whatever it takes to secure a long-term deal with the Commanders. This is a fun one here in the division. It's not just us dealing with a contract dispute. McLaurin could be holding out. He might hold in, and he could always go for the trade request. That's the reports out of Washington and what might unfold there with McLaurin. But, man, they just have really nobody outside of him. Like, you got Deebo Samuel, but the rest of those guys, from a pass-catching standpoint, and it is slim pickings.
McCaffrey, that'd be the one to watch. He could end up being pretty good this year for them.
That would be the fantasy alert to put people on.
Yeah, like if you don't have Terry McLaurin, like somebody's going to have to catch passes. Luke McCaffrey would probably be the next guy out.
Maybe not 90 of them, but maybe 55 or so.
Yeah.
How about Donald Trump saying he's going to hold the new stadium hostage in Washington if they don't change their name back to the Redskins? I mean, I guess as the president, you have different authorities. I don't know, but he's getting really heavy-handed with it.
Yes, kid. It's getting kind of crazy, huh? I'm trying to tell you. I'm trying to tell you, getting pretty close on it.
Is that authoritarian? Is that what you call that?
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, maybe trying to create distractions, anything possible to get people talking about the Epstein files out of there.
I don't know.
I saw somebody got kicked out of his rally today for bringing just a picture that had Epstein and Trump together.
You're a troublemaker.
I don't know. I thought we'd kind of moved on and we were getting used to Commanders.
I did as well. I don't know that. I mean, they are doing like a throwback uniform kind of thing to try and
The ode to the Super Bowl teams,
get in touch with the old school version and the more traditional uniforms, but. Yeah, I don't know why he's making such a big stink about it, but the fact that he's threatening to put a hold on their new stadium, I mean, come on, just for the fan base's sake, let them get out of Feces Field, please.
Yeah, please.
I mean, come
first
on.
First things first.
Yeah, that's right. First order of business. Now, I also, you know, Wolchuk's had his bold predictions, and they've been really impressive. I think maybe some of the boldest predictions in bold prediction history has been laid out this offseason by the Bully. And at least two of them involved the Lions and the Eagles not only taking a step back, but a step back out of the playoffs entirely. Okay. Like just that right there, let alone the other three or four that you got. I think I'm gonna stake my claim in Mike Vrabel, Drake May, and the Patriots being a playoff team this year.
Oh, look at you. Getting all your woolly bully on a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like they threw a bunch of money around. First of all, I believe in Mike Vrabel. Like, he's just a guy that's going to go in there, and whatever your roster is, they should win 7 games. He's going to find a way to win 9 with them. Drake May was really awesome last year with a whole bunch of nothing on the offensive line or just in general with his offense. They've revamped the offensive line. They got him some pass catchers. I think the defense is going to be really good. They got my guy Milton Williams, who I wanted the Cowboys to get, but that's neither here nor there. I think the Patriots are going to be legit. And Scott Zolak, who we love in TD Tuesday, Wolchuk.
I love them.
He took Drake May just got married a few weeks ago, and he got ball sacked by an AI video that was alleging that Drake May and his now wife were taking like all their wedding registry items and giving them to like local charities and stuff. And so, like, he went on this whole thing on his radio show in Boston talking about, like, man, Drake May.
A special guy.
What a guy. Like, he gets all these amazing gifts for being married, and he's just giving them out to charity. And then it turns out that was a big-time ball sacking.
Oh, wow.
So it's unfortunate for Zolak, but, hey, you got to be careful in these ball sack streets.
You do. I mean, it's gotten a lot worse over the last
30 to 60 days, I would say. We're at an all-time high. It's an epidemic, and I don't know what the answer is other than just being highly skeptical. But you're getting to a point now you could see something that you're cynical about, Google it, and see multiple sources still reporting it. Like, I just saw a clip of CNN talking about the ball sack stuff we talked about earlier today with the Coldplay concert family.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, there's five false narratives out there with that whole deal going on. It's unbelievable. Okay, when we come back, it's the G-Bag Nation here, and it's time for CY. Chris Young, the Rangers president of baseball operations, on their series win against Detroit and what's next here.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
On the Fan. All right, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on the Fan. Time now for the Chris Young Show here on your home of the Rangers. Pregame coming up 6:30. It's brought to you by Anheuser-Busch and PlayScore. And a good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
Hey, guys. I'm well. How are you all?
Doing outstanding. And a lot to get to here with you today. So, again, thank you so much for your time. But how about taking 2 or 3 from the Tigers? That was good, right?
Yeah, it was a great way to come out of the break. The guys really came out and played very good baseball. Certainly would have loved to have won last night on Sunday Night Baseball, ESPN, but still a great game. Skubal was amazing, and you know, we hung right there, had a chance, and just couldn't get that extra run across that we needed. But nonetheless, a great weekend. Really, when you look at it, two really good series in a row. Going into the break in Houston, winning 2 of 3, arguably could have won all 3 there. And then could have won all 3 against the Tigers, but to take 2 of 3 against 2 first-place teams, I think, was a very positive last 6 games, and my hope is that we'll continue to build off that.
You know, I'm not sure exactly when the turning point was. Maybe you've pinpointed the date, but this is so much better than the first couple of months. How do you feel overall about your baseball team right now? Is this now what you'd imagined or closer to it?
Well, it's certainly closer to it. I think in the last 6 weeks, we've played significantly better baseball. We've seen a lot of improvement offensively. We've scored more runs. We've continued to pitch very well. We are playing really good defense, and we've run the bases really well too. So there's a lot of positive things that we've done. It's allowed us to get, you know, over 500 for a game, now back to 500. And, you know, the big thing for us now is to continue to improve and let that show in the record. And if we do that, you know, the hope is that we'll have a chance to be in the playoffs by the end of the year.
Now, I got to tell you, when I'm watching these games, it's usually not long before there's a moment or a play, and I'm thinking, man, I wonder what CY's thinking right now. What was your opinion on Garcia's base running? Should he have gotten home on that single?
Well, it's tough, and certainly as a base runner, you want to know where the fielders are positioned. You need to know that they're kind of playing, Higashioka to pull the ball there. And the shortstop's a little more to the right of you than maybe he normally would be. And so it's a part of base running, but it's not going to be perfect all the time. And, you know, there are going to be days where, you know, he breaks on that ball and they catch the ball and he's doubled off second, which is the worst outcome. So, we sometimes, I think, overanalyze how hard these decisions are, how hard these things are in the moment. And in the end, he froze on the line drive, which is what you're supposed to do. Certainly, you know, ideally he would have been able to know that the fielder was a little further over and he could get a break and score on that ball. But as it turned out, Cody Freeman was up to bat, took a great breaking ball in the dirt, and it got away from the catcher, and Adolis came home. So it didn't hurt us necessarily. It's just one of those instinctual plays that sometimes work in your favor. And in that moment, you know, he erred on the side of caution, and I can't fault him for it.
You made a flurry of roster moves here recently, one of which Josh Young getting recalled from AAA. What'd you see from Josh, and what else can you tell us about some of these moves?
Well, the last few games for Josh were positive. We've seen a little bit of improvement in his approach and, hit some balls hard. Ultimately, I think we're at a point in the season where, we want to continue playing really good baseball, and we need the good version of Josh to be able to do that and to be the best team we can be. Josh certainly makes us better. And, given that it's a critical point in the season, we want Josh on the field. We want to win or lose with Josh. And we believe that Josh is going to be better for the time he had to kind of reset mentally and work on some things with his approach. And, we are expecting it to show up in the game starting tonight.
Is it laying off the high cheese? Is that specifically the adjustment? And how tough is the adjustments you're asking him to make to get done?
Well, in the moment, there are always tough adjustments because you're facing the best players in the world. And so sometimes it's hard to make adjustments at the major league level, and that's why we have to send guys down so that they can face just slightly less competition so that they can free their mind up and actually perform the adjustment. Because when you get in compete mode at the highest level against the best in the world, sometimes it's a little bit more challenging to make those adjustments, and you get exposed with it. So they are tough adjustments to make in terms of doing it against the best, but there are also things that he has done previously in his career in terms of lowering his swing rate and not chasing as much. And it's not just the high fastball, it's breaking balls as well. It's just the overall swing rate and approach. And so kind of getting back to the best version of himself, we're not asking him to be somebody who he's never been. We're just trying to get him back to the basic form or the best version of Josh. And if he does that, we think he's going to be a really good player.
Boach, I guess, mentioned that Chris Martin's going to be out 4 to 6 weeks. What is the plan moving forward? Does that maybe impact the need to go get a reliever, or are you looking at John Gray? I know you brought up Cole Wynn. Is that more of an in-house thing?
Well, we certainly needed innings coverage today, and Cole has pitched very well at AAA. He's pitched very well in the big league, so it was an easy call to get Cole here when we're a little shorthanded with Jacob Lass having pitched last night. So we'll evaluate the next few days as to what the pitching looks like and who the next guys up are. But we will be getting John Gray back. We're likely to activate him this week after a solid rehab start on Saturday night in AAA. And, John could certainly be somebody who fills in the back of the bullpen and leverage now that Chris is down. We're also considering him, being a length guy in the bullpen or even in the rotation. There are a number of different ways we may go here. Some of it may be predicated on what the exact needs are, week to week. John has shown the ability to pitch a number of different roles. He was huge for us in the World Series out of the bullpen in 2023. He was lights out against Arizona. I think it was Game 4, which helped us win the World Series. So we know he's had success pitching out of the bullpen. He embraces that mentality. So there are just a variety of ways we could go here. But, if this team continues to play good baseball and win, improving the bullpen is something that we will likely have to do. Especially given the blow to losing Chris for a few weeks here.
Chris Young with us here on The Fan. Yeah, it is trade season right now, of course. Do you feel like you're taking more calls or making more calls?
you know, right now I think we're just standing pat, kind of evaluating where we are. It's been really good to see us play good baseball over the last, you know, several series. And if we continue to play good baseball, it's our nature as a front office, my nature, to want to go out and give this team every chance we can to win another championship. That's what we do this for. We work really hard and want to see that, you know, that work transcend into to the ability to win championships. And so, you know, that's our goal with it. You know, the team will decide that. I've said that for a while. The team will kind of decide and show us what we need to do. And if we continue to have a good week here, I think we'll be in a position to try to find ways to make this team better.
There had been some reports that ownership wanted to stay below that lowest tax apron. Does the team have the financial wiggle room to be able to be as aggressive as you'd like at the deadline?
Well, some of that just depends on what the needs are. And I, you know, ownership has always been very good about giving us the resources. I think that in the last 3 years, we've had the three highest payrolls in team history. And, you know, one of those years resulted in a World Series. Last year, obviously, was a little disappointing. We didn't make the playoffs. And I think we're still trying to figure out what this team is this year. So ownership has been tremendous in terms of giving us the financial resources we need. And the reality is, I've said this again, I'm not sure there's anything externally that can upgrade or improve our team more than getting the best versions of the current players we have. And I think we've done that on the pitching side, and I think we're starting to see it more on the offensive side. And if we get the best of these guys in terms of what their accustomed performances are, that to me is as good as anything we could access on the trade front. So I'm not sure it's a matter of what the financial limitations are. It's more a matter of, you know, that doesn't matter if we don't get the best out of the group we have. And that's, you know, equally as important as to what we could go out and get.
The guys on Sunday Night Baseball were joking last night that if teams are calling you asking if you guys are selling, that they'd probably hear a click pretty quick on the other end.
Well, I don't take it personally. They're doing their jobs and they have an obligation to reach out. The answer is, I really can't give them an answer at this point. I'm evaluating and I'm trying to see what we are and looking for any ways to possibly make us better. But, you know, we have a good week and a good win streak here. We're in a good position and I'm going to be aggressive as possible, but it's part of the job. And I've had to be on the other end of those calls, making those phone calls, and you don't want to offend anybody telling them that you think they're sellers. But even, you know, at this point, we check in with all 29 other clubs, making sure that we don't miss anything in terms of a player who may be available to help us get better, not only now, but for the future.
How's Evaldi doing? Is he going to start this week?
Evo's doing great. He played catch yesterday, felt significantly better. I think we're trending towards him starting on Wednesday, but I have not gotten the report downstairs yet as to how he's feeling today. But I think he's doing much better and should be good to go by Wednesday.
Is there an updated timeline for Jock Peterson?
Jock is going to face live batting practice this week. If that goes well, we expect to get him out on rehab. And from there, we need to determine how many rehab at-bats he'll need before rejoining the team. But, you know, I think we're within a week to 10-day time period at the most where we are expecting to get Jock back, which will be huge for our lineup.
What can you tell us about Rocker's solid weekend, great weekend, and lighter tonight?
Well, we hope that Jack can build off of his last game in Houston and certainly what Kamar did. I think that those two are great for each other in terms of feeding off each other, competing with each other in a healthy way. And, we all saw how good Kamar was coming out of the break and really attacked a first-place Tiger team. And so it was wonderful to see that. And it's just exciting to think about the future of our pitching rotation with Jack and Kamar and some of the bright spots that we've seen from them this year. And, you know, obviously with Evo and DeGrom and, we should get a healthy Cody Bradford back next year. We have more pitching depth in the system right now that we hope will be in a good position to fill in next year. So overall, there are a lot of positive things happening. And Jack and Kamar are such important pieces to our future. But to see them have success and see what they're capable of doing when they're really on, it's exciting for our future.
You know, I think we all appreciated Evo getting the All-Star bonus that you guys granted him. How did that all unfold?
Well, it's for us, it's not hard to make to do the right thing. And that was a very easy decision. He's such an important part of our organization. Not only what he's done on the field in terms of the success he's had as a pitcher and helping us win a World Series, but equally as important as who he is as a person. And you know, he's an all-star in every sense of the word. He deserved to be there in the game representing the Texas Rangers, and it was unfortunate that he did not get that opportunity for us to honor the clause in his contract financially and reward him. That was a no-brainer as an organization. And frankly, you know, we didn't want that getting out. We thought that would go kind of under the radar, but these things get out, and it is what it is. We didn't do it for the public credit, I can promise you that. We did it because it's the right thing to do for a player that we care about immensely.
What was the draft like? Any takeaways there? We haven't gotten to chat with you since this thing came and went.
Yeah, the draft, it's a really exciting time of year where, you know, the next wave of talent is infused into our system. And it was the draft was really exciting. We felt like we did very well in terms of several of the players we drafted. And, you know, I always say we'll tell you in 3 or 4 years how good the class was. But we feel really good coming out of it right now. You know, our first two picks especially, we felt like were potentially two of the top 30 players in the draft. You know, Gavin Fien is a tremendous high school shortstop from Southern California. He was high on everybody's boards. I've heard from a lot of my colleagues who liked him a lot. And then our second round pick, A.J. Russell, was a pitcher out of Tennessee who was hurt a lot of this past season coming off Tommy John surgery. Some people say that if he had not been hurt, he would have been a top five talent in the draft. And so we felt very fortunate to be able to pick him at the 52nd pick in the draft. And so, you know, there were a number of other players we're excited about, but highlighting it with two players that were top 30 players on our board, we feel really good about, and our hope is that these players turn into, you know, the stars that we think they can be.
Well, congrats on getting the corner turned, and we can't wait to see what you do this week. We'll chat with you about it next Monday.
Guys, thank you. I appreciate it. We'll see you then.
Salute. There he goes. Chris Young, brought to you by Anheuser-Busch and PlayScore here in the G-Bag Nation. Now, Sands is usually 440. He's going to have to join us at 5, Chief. I've been informed. So I think we're looking for a hodgepodge coming up.
Let's do it, man. G-Bag Nation, you make the call, plus some college football for you next year in the nation.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Thank you, Lucius.
It's the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. Sands is coming up here in about 15 minutes. We'll react to what we were just told from Chris Young here on your home of the Rangers. Here's the chief with your evening hodgepodge.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. Big Ten Media Week is off and running, and we have the Big Ten preseason media poll. Who do you think they picked to win the Big Ten?
Oregon.
Penn State.
Ohio State.
Penn State getting the love. Penn State getting a lot of love. Yeah, they got the quarterback coming back. So that's like the, you know, the preseason advantage for sure for Penn State, as Ohio State is making a change at the position along with Oregon. So you have Penn State, Ohio State, and Oregon. That's the top three according to the Big Ten media. That's how they are predicting it. Then you get Illinois, Michigan, Indiana, Iowa, and Wolchuk's Nebraska Cornhuskers.
Go Big Red.
Shock them.
Go Big Red.
Do they have an easy schedule this year? Are they going to be able to sneak up on some people?
I think they got a shot. I think that Matt Rhule, look, I was big on Nebraska last year. Unfortunately, I was eating crow. But maybe this year. I mean, I need Dylan to step up. I need him to be the man that I thought that he could be. And right now, he's falling short.
Yeah. Yeah, and we'll see what happens with Ohio State and Oregon with their new quarterbacks and see how that goes. Oregon, I mean, both teams had a lot of turnover. Ohio State, both coordinators and their defensive coordinator actually went to Penn State. So
it's a great year to open your season in the horseshoe for the Longhorns.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, that's a great point.
And Raiola, I think he is of the utmost interest for everybody here, not just Wolchuk, because if he's coming out in the 27 draft, I mean, that's a guy.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, I would love to have a chance to put a star on his helmet if things aren't going well with Dak, you know, if we're not heading for a fourth contract.
Of course.
Get our own Mahomes going.
Yeah.
Here in a couple
you
of
got
years.
To. Yeah. Try it.
No, Mahomes totally. Jr. Yeah. It's got to happen at some point. Speaking of quarterbacks on the move, former BYU quarterback Jake Retzlaff has committed to walk on at Tulane.
Let's go, baby.
So it's just a walk-on situation.
Good walk-on story.
He'll be good.
I mean, the dough is so good now from NIL that if you got a name, if you got a social media position to exploit, you don't need the scally.
That's true.
This son of a gun. I'll pay out of pocket.
They're saying he went from the BYU to Julane.
Now, you can't say that, dude. Come on.
Okay, I'm sorry. I thought that was
No.
I thought that was kosher.
Mm-mm.
All right, so we're not in on Julane.
Nope.
All right.
I'm so in on it.
I thought you were like pretty excited about the BYU.
I am. I wonder if the Manischewitz.
It's like a place Jesse Jackson would call it.
I wonder if the Manischewitz still carries over.
Julane.
Your college football stat of the day comes from Georgia, where they have another offensive lineman who's been arrested on charges including felony possession of marijuana. Your stat of the day reads as such: since January of 2023, the Georgia Bulldogs have 24 wins. It's pretty good. Since January of 2023, the Bulldogs have 26 arrested players. That's where things stand right now. We'll see if they can dig up out of it, as the SEC is going to be a ton of fun, as always, once again.
They're always chasing, you know, elite status. And, of course, they try to take down Bama. A couple of seasons they did. I think now they're on to bigger and better things, and they have their eyes set on the 88 Miami Hurricanes.
There you go. I like that. Hey, if a playmaker comes out of all this, so be it.
Shoot, yeah.
Speaking of college football and whatnot in the SEC, Albert Breer was on with Dan Patrick, and he said something like, hey, I could see Nick Saban having a bad taste in his mouth about the way his NFL career ended with Miami all those years ago, and he's not calling it or anything like that. But Albert Breer was like, I could see Nick Saban maybe kicking the tires on an NFL job once again, but he said the one thing would be, unlike in Miami, you would have to have a guaranteed, for sure, no doubter quarterback situation on lock that he could step into.
Yeah, so we don't have time.
Yeah, we're not trying to go quarterback hunting here. So,
and we're going to blow up the future salary cap to get players now.
Yeah. We're going to take a page out of the Eagles book, and we're going to make this about a 2 or 3 year window. I'm going to go ahead and make good on my NFL championship promise, and then I will get to the lake with Miss Terry forever.
It would be a lot of fun. I'm pulling for it. It does make me wonder, is he trying to get a bigger bag from College Game Day or something?
Maybe.
It could happen.
He could be parlaying this. All right, here we go. Bills. They don't circle the wagons.
Oh.
They don't end up making a championship run this year. They fire Sean McDermott. Nick Saban to Buffalo?
Wow.
Okay, here's my thing.
I mean, that's the quarterback.
Well, Chuck,
there's a tree that you're barking up, and maybe it's the right one.
Trying to connect some dots here.
And he loves chicken wings. We know that about him.
What's the last time he coached in a cold weather spot? Was that like Central Michigan?
Michigan State.
Michigan State.
Michigan State, yeah.
Since then, LSU.
Yeah.
Miami, Bama.
No, that
he might be a 90 degree and up kind of guy.
Weather, Josh Allen will get you hot, though.
That's like, right. If he wants a quarterback, that might be the best one that you'd have the chance to coach.
Yeah.
Because I don't think that Harbaugh is going to get fired in Baltimore. Maybe Cincy. Maybe the Joe Burrow connection there if they decide to move on from Zach Taylor.
I'd like Atlanta Falcons with Penix. That'd be my choice.
Okay.
He stays healthy.
I love that. Man, okay. It sounds like we might have some options here. Yeah. Cooking up for old Nick Saban.
That'd be fun.
Your sports quote of the day comes from your Portland Trail Blazers, Hanson Yang, on how he got into basketball. Jeez. The quote reads,
the Chinese Jokic.
I was a little bit of a fat boy.
Fat boy.
My father told me to try some sports, figure out what you want to do, and lose some weight. My father told me, quote, don't become fat.
Okay.
And then he was like, all right, I'm going to do the basketball thing.
Let's go basketball.
And it's worked out for him to this point.
Good cardio. Taught him some life lessons. I'm trying to get excited about him as a guy who worked in that market for, I don't know, 10, 15 years or so before I moved here and grew up around the Trailblazers. I root for him, but man, it just has bust written all over it. Like watching him play in the summer league, I'm like, what are they doing? I mean, because he's still doughy. He's doughy and
he's going to end up being a star.
Can you imagine how fat he would have been if he didn't do basketball? His dad was on to
terrible.
Okay.
Fat boy.
I was going to make this a G-Bag Nation, you make the call, but the more it festers inside of me, the more I realize this is really just a Bleep Hole of the Week nominee.
Oh.
Okay. We head to Silver Spring, Maryland, where there is a high school baseball team whose field is basically right there adjacent to the fire station, the local fire station. And so they're doing BP before their game the other night. One dude hits a long ball, and it goes out of the park, mm-hmm. and it smashes into one of the firefighters' pickup trucks that was just parked out there. Right? Okay. So firefighter gets ticked off, takes his fire truck over to like the fence of the baseball field and unleashes his hose.
Ooh.
And just basically drowns out the field.
He unleashed his hose.
And prevented them, yes. And prevented them from being able to play their next two games because he just straight up flooded their field in retaliation.
Wow.
For the incidental BP dong ball
crashing
out a window.
Might not be chief material. You know, seems like to have a little issue moderating his emotions.
Kind of love this.
You like it?
Kind of like the pettiness here.
Okay, maybe it is a G-Bag Nation you make the call. I was going to make him Bleep Hole of the Week.
I mean, it is a Bleep Hole
at least a nominee.
Move. It is, but at the same time, it's kind of hilarious.
Your firehouse is...
Agreed.
You know?
Your firehouse is within 500 feet of home plate. I think this is a me issue, guys.
He probably is a look at me guy.
Park around the damn corner.
This is like the guy who builds the house 180 yards out on a golf hole tee and then gets mad that a golf ball's in his backyard.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he blew his crib was made out of straw. And the big bad wolf came and blew it down. Now he's mad at the wolf.
Yes.
Damn you, kids.
Yeah, I mean, I think it would be awesome to be the kid that hit that home run. Like, you just now cause like a community ruckus of sorts because I got that type of power in my bat.
How old was this kid?
I think he's a 16-year-old slugger.
Man.
Future Ranger?
Maybe.
Probably use him right now against lefties.
Hey, get a deal done.
I never hit one out of the park. I was always a slap hitter.
Yeah, me too, man.
What about like an inside?
I'd get the third, though. I'd get the third fast on your ass. I'd get quick, boy.
Get that hot shot down the line. I might score.
Here's another triple.
The most all-time triples without a home run. Lucas Alexander,
ladies and gentlemen. I did have a grand slam inside the park.
Yeah. That's pretty badass, though. Like the inside the parker, I think, is almost harder to do.
I think it was a triple error.
I was going to say, you need immense incompetence from the defense, which is honestly hilarious. I wish we had tape of that.
It is. Okay, it's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. When we come back, we'll check in with Jared Sandler, our Rangers insider. It's been a big day of news for your baseball team, and we'll unpack it all with Sands next to the Nation.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.